With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Throughout these bitter cold days, Rhinelander High School students are still working on building a house. This is the third year in a row the residential construction class has helped build a Habitat for Humanity house in Rhinelander. Monday's class started a bit differently for the students. Instead of heading straight to the house to continue building, they got a lesson on a person who brought Habitat for Humanity into the spotlight, former President Jimmy Carter. Will Loesch teaches the class.
We have talked with the students previously about some of the details of Habitat families, that this is really helping somebody build wealth and really secure a place in the middle class or to grow into the middle class. And I think a lot of Carter's speaking to why he was involved in it and the value of home ownership, that's all woven in.
Habitat for Humanity Northwood's executive director, Dave Havel, spoke to the class. He spoke about how Carter didn't just speak about the mission, but lived it. Carter worked on more than 4,000 homes all over the world.
Jimmy Carter was the face of Habitat for Humanity since 1984, right up to almost his death. He was helping build homes with us each and every year. He would actually physically get out and help build houses. It was unbelievable. Him and his wife created such a legacy of work ethic and support and belief in our Habitat for Humanity mission.
Carter will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol starting today through Thursday. He will then be laid to rest next to his wife near their home in Georgia. A Leona woman has been convicted of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle after running over her husband with a truck. 50-year-old Mary Terry pled guilty to the charge in Forest County Circuit Court in an agreement that saw a first-degree intentional homicide charge dismissed. She'll be sentenced in May. In October of 2023, Terry was accused of striking her husband with the truck and dragging him down the road 48 feet, resulting in his death. Her blood alcohol level was said to be close to 4 times the legal limit at the time. Winter conditions across Michigan are fickle, and the Michigan DNR urges everyone to prioritize safety while enjoying cold weather adventures. We get more from Crystal Blair.
The DNR advises outdoor enthusiasts to prepare by dressing in layers, checking weather and road conditions, and carrying essential safety gear such as flashlights and ice picks. Sergeant Jason Becker from DNR's Law Enforcement Division says it's also important to stay hydrated and not go out alone if possible. He also offered this very important, potentially life-saving tip.
Let someone know where you're going to be and approximately what time you're going to return. If something does happen, we know where to start looking, or we even know that you are missing. We always tell people go with a buddy, especially when it comes to snowmobiling, because you tend to be far away from civilization.
Becker also stressed carrying a two-way communication device that works in remote areas and take an honest assessment of your health. If you're not feeling well, stay home. In Michigan, statistics show that snowmobiling and hypothermia are leading causes of injury or death in winter recreational accidents. However, falling through ice, especially during ice fishing, remains a serious risk. In 2019, there were 65 fatalities from 54 ice-related accidents. Sergeant Becker emphasized a critical saying from the DNR, "No ice is safe ice."
Carry ice picks so that if you do fall through, they're a way to get some traction in the ice to pull yourself back out of the water. Have something to make a hole in the ice to check the thickness and keep checking it periodically.
He added that alcohol consumption is a big factor in many of the accidents that occur during these recreational activities. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers' plan to let voters repeal and create state laws without legislative involvement met opposition from the Republican leaders of the legislature, who signaled that the idea is likely to be rejected for a second time. Evers' plan, made public on Monday, came on the same day the legislature kicked off its two-year session. Republicans remain in control, but their majority is at its narrowest since they took over in 2011. Still, the Democratic Evers is reviving a plan previously rejected by Republicans to give voters the power to enact laws without approval of the legislature. Candidates who want to be on the spring ballot need to get their paperwork in. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says the deadline is 5 p.m. this afternoon. Candidates need to submit a campaign finance registration statement, a declaration of candidacy form, a nomination paper for nonpartisan office, and a statement of economic interests. That's to be on the ballot for the April 1st spring election or the primary for that election, which will occur February 18th. Challenges to candidate paperwork can be filed starting tomorrow and must be submitted by Friday to be considered. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging homeowners and schools to test for radon. Radon is a colorless, odorless gas that can seep into homes through their foundation. It can be deadly at high levels. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. In Wisconsin, 1 in 10 homes have elevated levels. Radon is easy to test for and leaks can be fixed. Reduced-cost test kits are available to child care providers and all Wisconsin residents through their regional radon information center. Test kit promotions are happening throughout January. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.